This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, you look at this group. There are a lot of journeymen in that group. Valdez-Scantling is, you know, journeyman. Mac Hollins, journeyman. Keon Coleman hasn't developed. Curtis Samuel's a gimmicky weapon. And Shakir is a good player, but you need more. And I think going out and getting more after what the Jets did makes sense for them.
Pete Prisco weighing in. What makes someone a journeyman? I guess you and I would be journeymen if we were in like two other jobs along the way here.
Right.
But we're not journeymen because we're at this one job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do it a long time and you bounce around, then you're journeyman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Like, I think you need to be in between your third and fourth team to be described. Like, you're going from your third team to your fourth team. I think that's when you become a journeyman.
But
I don't know that two or three, the transition is not the same to me.
But you could also only be so good.
That's right.
Like, Amari Cooper is not being called a journeyman.
No.
Because he's better than that? Is Al Michaels a journeyman? ABC, NBC, Prime?
No, he's a sell.
He's too good.
He's Al Michaels.
He's a legend.
Yeah, right.
Not a journeyman.
Right. That's right.
Legend can't be a
That's
journeyman.
That's right. Cooper, I would not. He's had a journeyman-like career in that he's played for now a fourth team. But, yeah, no, he's put up big numbers everywhere he's been.
The Venn diagram, journeyman and legend, it's only like baseball players who play into their 40s. Like Ken Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson became almost journeyman when Randy Johnson was pitching for the Giants. Come on.
Yeah.
You're still great. Hall of Famer.
Right.
But you're treading kind of close to journeyman status here.
You're clearly just hanging on here. Yeah.
Come on. Have some pride. Don't take that $18 million offer to pitch 20 games. Have some pride. Just go to the races or something instead.
Buy a boat.
Buy a boat. Get out of here. Bills trade for Amari Cooper after beating the Jets to go to 4-2. I mean, all the different times we stressed about things and kind of tried to predict what would happen with this season, they're in great shape. And this trade is exciting. We'll see what it does for them. It makes sense. I agree with Pete Prisco. But who knows? Like, it's worth trying it. But either way, like, they're in great shape with that win. Road wins over the Dolphins and Jets already in the bank. And both of those teams, everybody else in the division has a losing record. The Jets can, they have made their move.
Yep, they
with
made their
Devontae
move,
Adams.
And they got their top level Rodgers game from him last night. Like, he was really good. He wasn't moving around as much as he did in that New England game back in week 3, but I mean, he almost got the 300 yards. Like, it was an effective day for him, and they still lost.
Like, and they got 113 from Breece Hall.
Right. I don't think you're going to get, we talked about this yesterday, like, he, you know, being able to be the legend that he is, at this age, at this stage of his career, I just don't expect you're going to get that level of performance from him week in, week out, and you really haven't. It's been 2 out of 6, I'd say, where he's looked like, ooh, this guy could beat me today. And I think he definitely looked that way last night. But I don't, I mean, even as soon as this Sunday night when they play Pittsburgh, I don't know what I'm going to get. He's 40, and he's getting knocked around a lot. I mean, the Bills didn't get to him a ton, but they hit him hard a couple times. And I don't know, like, I'm not here to say they shouldn't have traded for Devontae Adams, but the whole thing hinges on Rodgers, whether he can make it work. And whoever's out there catching the ball from him, I mean, I think there's reason to have doubts. Even as good as he looked last night, I just don't think you can expect that he's going to look that good in the remaining, what do we got, 12 games left.
803-0550, let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
I just want to touch on a couple things. First of all, big win for the Bills. Things weren't going their way sometimes, and then they found a way to win. That's a huge victory for them. But on that Hail Mary pass, I would have liked to see at least 3 guys rushing a quarterback, giving a quarterback way too much time to set up and launch a ball accurately down to that end of the field. And Teron Johnson, welcome back.
Yes, he's an excellent player.
I don't know what he was doing on the Hail Mary exactly. Like he's all tangled up with Lazard as that ball is coming in and like is in no position to really even defend it. Like I don't know if he was trying to get position there, like, you know, box out kind of thing. But like he's bent over as the ball comes in. Like it's just very odd. But obviously, I mean, he made up for it. Huge play at the end there. I don't know. Maybe if he doesn't intervene, Williams still had a chance to catch that, I think. Even as awkward as it looked with him falling and the ball being as underthrown as it was. But Johnson did a great job there. Yeah, their defense on that play, I mean, I respect wanting to be worried about more than just the end zone there. So I just think there's got to be a smarter way to do it. Does everybody have to be waiting at the 5-yard line when the ball is snapped? I mean, they can run with the receivers to make sure they're not going for the sideline, and you can have a few people back there. I mean, they had 7 people back there, or maybe it was only 6 because Bernard was sort of in no man's land too. I think he was like in the middle of the field there because he's the guy who rushes toward Rodgers as he throws it. And if you're like me, as you saw him closing on Rodgers and Rodgers ready to throw, my thought was, don't hit him. You're going to be late. And if you hit him, it's going to be trouble. And he didn't. Maybe if he did, they would have gotten flagged, and that would have been a better outcome than a 50-yard touchdown ended up being, I don't know.
No, I think I can't bring myself to hate on it too much. Like I don't know why it was my edge rushers and not whoever else at the sideline, like DBs, but you want them in the end zone? Do you want bigger guys to break up a Hail Mary? I think...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All you want as the Bills is to force the Jets into a Hail Mary. Like, that's the best case scenario for you. I guess a sack. I'm not with the caller that I needed a pass rush. I wouldn't want to commit. That's part of the 13 seconds thing, which is a different situation, but why am I rushing anybody? in that spot. Just run. The Jets are out of timeouts. Chiefs are out of timeouts. Well, they weren't. They had to use them.
Chiefs.
I don't need to go back to that. But just like, yeah. I don't think my odds are of getting a sack there really are worth trying to maximize. I just think if they throw that pass, I should win the play.
Yeah, I agree. It's whether you have two guys, four guys, zero guys rushing, it's a low percentage throw. And I guess, you know, the more you guys you have back there, you would think that decreases the likelihood of the play being made on you. I mean, I'm just here to tell you, my view, I think two more rushers would have made a difference on that specific play, the way it unfolded. It took long. I mean, that's not a typical long, deep pass. You're waiting for the guys to get down there to turn it into a jump ball. So you're holding on to that ball for as long as you hold on to any pass before you throw it. And furthermore, I already said earlier, like, can't one of my corners or whoever, just give me a DB running with the receivers like a normal pass play. And if they stop short, I'm there. If they don't, I run with them to the end zone. I've already got four other dudes waiting down there as it is. So everyone doesn't have to be waiting there playing center field. And that just would have freed up, you know, more guys to prevent Rodgers from getting off any kind of an accurate pass at all. So I just thought it was a weird way to deploy the guys. I get wanting to take away that sideline. I just think there's a way to do it with your DBs that doesn't require wasting really three men just standing in the middle of the field doing nothing.
How could the Jets have even known that their kicker would not be able to make a field goal anymore on this night either?
Right.
Missed from 32 and 43, Zuerlein. Greg the Leg. You like to call him Greg. I don't know if you know his name was Zuerlein. You like to call him Greg the Leg.
Yeah. It's
pretty brutal.
That's how I address him in the Christmas cards.
Greg the Leg. Didn't go well. Rick is next. Hello, Rick.
Hi. How you guys talk? I like what you're talking about. When I saw that two-man rush, I hollered at the TV. No! I thought they should have went with four. And another thing they could have done, I've seen other NFL teams do it. You take like a Dawson Knox or one of your wide receivers with a little height. As long as it's going to be a jump ball in the end zone, you put somebody with good hands back there with a little more height. And I thought maybe that would have been a good idea maybe in the future. But in the future, I think we should just go with four.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I need hands necessarily. I mean, it's funny. I had this thought about Rousseau. Like him being utilized like he was utilized. I mean, he's the biggest dude on the team. I don't know about his hops necessarily, but if I need a big guy at the goal line to be waiting there, maybe that's where I should put him, not out there. Because really, what is he or Epinesa? Like if Garrett Wilson, for some reason, decides to run a pass pattern near them, how's that going to go exactly? Like hopefully you're going to force him out of bounds, which is what they want. You're going to get to him and tackle him inbounds and the clock's going to run? I don't know. The whole thing was just weird to me. But I wouldn't be against a guy like Rousseau being back there to play jump ball defender at all.
I think the logic probably was that those guys would be able to wrap up the receiver. McDermott is big on the rule about how when you go out of bounds, if you're not going forward, the clock should keep running. So I think that's probably what he was thinking there. Was these guys, even if it is Garrett Wilson or Mike Williams, you know, big targets, my guys can wrap those guys up, or maybe my DBs don't, and they get that leverage. Wilson makes a catch, has the leverage, and gets out of bounds forward to stop the clock, whereas Rousseau would just sort of have the leverage on his side. That's my best guess.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Do they practice that? I wouldn't know, but...
I don't know.
I do think McDermott was right to think that he wanted to take that away. Because that's probably the Jets' best percentage play is to throw a 10-yard out. They had time to do that. They're at the 48. You know, they're not in field goal range yet. 10, 12 yards gets them to the fringe of field goal range. And, like, that's a better chance to score than a Hail Mary. But, again, you got to break it up.
Right. They did a pretty terrible job.
They didn't do that.
No, they didn't.
Well, that idea of the Bills running the table now that they've had their two-game losing streak is still live.
It's live, yep.
27-2 since 2020 in games played after two straight losses in a season. 27-2. man.
And the losses are what? Philly in overtime?
And Hail Murray.
And Hail Murray. Holy cow. Speaking of Hail Marys. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I wouldn't want to call this game an escape exactly, because the Bills were not outplayed, really. It was close,
yeah.
Though. So they survived it. I mean, it wasn't an escape. An escape for me is like you got outplayed, but you won. This was not exactly that. They easily could have lost the game with the field goals.
They could have, but the thing that stops me from phrasing it that way myself is that I missed kicks too. The Bills cost themselves 4 points with a missed extra point and a missed field goal. So it's more like a night where kicking is hard. And so they missed two, I missed two. You know, it's not a wash completely because theirs were six and mine were only four, but still. I don't feel like it's an escape. It was a very odd game because of the flags, just so many penalties, and just so much offsetting and two fouls on the same team, and like just it was just a very frustrating watch, I would say. But it doesn't leave me feeling like they escaped.
Ross Tucker today coming up in less than 20 minutes, 803-0550 if you want to join us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app